720 WGN, we're continuing on our Women's Small Business Month. All October long, we've been highlighting some businesses, some areas in which we could all get a little bit better, supporting our women that are out there starting small businesses, and there are a lot of them. Helping us through this journey has been Republic Bank of Chicago, supporting women's business growth together. And Jack, Nick, most months of the year, you only get four Wednesdays. We get five, so this isn't our last one, but I can't believe we're already flying through October here, my friend.
Time is going quickly, but I guess it stands still for no one, right, John?
Yeah, that's true. This week, we wanted to talk a little bit about the industries in which women have started making some headway into some male-dominated industries. Guys are maybe used to dealing with other guys, give maybe subconsciously, not even maliciously, preference to male-owned businesses.
Yeah, it as much progress as women have made in the business landscape, in being entrepreneurs, they still encounter all kinds of bias and stereotypes. You know, a woman who is assertive or aggressive in pursuing her goals is often viewed as bossy, while a gentleman who maybe has those same personality traits is perceived as confident and kind of on top of his game. And those biases, those stereotypes, they do get in the way of women entrepreneurs' ability to get the venture capital, to get the funding, to get the investing that they need to get their businesses off the ground, regardless of what industry they're in.
Then maybe even the respect, which again is also unfair. So let's talk about like construction. Women-owned businesses in construction were nothing probably 20 years ago. Now we're starting to see that more and more. We've talked with some women who run construction firms on this very program, and they've talked about how men expect a man to call them about a construction gig.
And there has been tremendous growth. Women-owned construction firms have grown almost 50% over the last 10 years, which is great, but still pale in comparison to their male counterparts. Yet, I read some statistics from the Small Business Administration, and in these traditionally male-dominated industries, women entrepreneurs are turning a profit in construction, in manufacturing, in transportation, typically within 2 years. Almost 80% of women-led businesses in these male-dominated industries are profitable in 2 years or less. We've got to get beyond the biases and the stereotypes and the hurdles and recognize that, you know what, these women are just as good, if not better, than the men.
I was chatting, I remember the conversation I had last year with Bernie McNally, who's the president and founder of Brophy Excavation. And she said, well, my name is Bernie. So a lot of guys, when they interact with me, they don't know over email that I'm a woman until I literally show up on the job site. And she said that's kind of been a help in that she was honest about it. She's like, yes. I get hired for gigs based on our work, our reviews, our quality, but every time I walk up to a job site, they're almost surprised that they've hired a woman without even knowing it. It shouldn't be that way, but I think that's like a real interesting case study of exactly what we're talking about.
You know, we're lucky to work with her, and you know, you could put her up against anybody, man, woman, anything, and she knows exactly what she's doing. But you're right, it's an amazing insight into what she and other women entrepreneurs are dealing with every day, from the job site to the corporate office.
There's a lot of different fields. Manufacturing historically requires high capital costs. We've talked about the deals in there and the issues. Transportation, logistics, technology, software development, all these areas have been traditionally run mainly by men. Even like aerospace and defense contracting, or contracting in general, look, hearts and minds are going to change over time, and I feel like the history's on our side here with this. But sometimes the government does need to get involved in just making sure that contracts are distributed fairly and equitably. And that's been a push lately over the last couple of decades from administrations of both parties.
Yeah, absolutely. They understand, regardless of the gender of the entrepreneur, the more entrepreneurs that win, the better off we all are. When the government steps in, it's good to see them step in a positive way like this. And there are truly so many programs, grants, and things available for women-led businesses to take advantage of. The hard part, I think, is for these women to learn exactly where they are, how to go about getting them, and then taking full advantage as they launch their business.
That's a great point. Just because a grant's out there doesn't mean it makes sense how to apply for it. But we should also point out, because we're going to get some pushback on this, that this is, we're just trying to cater to the women-owned businesses. These are still qualified businesses. These are not just, oh, you're a woman, you showed up, and I have this business I own. Here's a bunch of money. These are still rigorous processes that women-run businesses have to go and prove that they are just as deserving of the opportunities as the men are.
100%. They need to walk into the room with the same level of business plans, the same level of financial statements, the same level of credibility that any entrepreneur would need. You're absolutely right. There's no one just with stacks of money looking to give it away. These women entrepreneurs are jumping through the same hoops, climbing the same ladders as anyone else would to get what they need.
Jack, any other fields or stats that you had that you wanted to share with us? I don't want to wrap up the segment without giving you a chance to drop some knowledge on the rest of us.
No, you know, stats aside, it's tremendous what these women entrepreneurs are able to do collectively and individually. Same with things like agriculture and ag tech, where mm-hmm. women-led businesses there have increased 30%, almost 36% actually. And even in technology, which is another one of those male-dominated ones, that's up almost 20% in just the last 5 years. You know, hats off to these women entrepreneurs who are pursuing their passions and making a difference every day.
And you guys help with that, of course, at Republic Bank of Chicago. You're proud of that work. We got one more conversation next week, Jack. We're going to look to the future generations of women leaders, some of whom are already started or in college right now, some young girls who are growing and now seeing that women are in fields that maybe they weren't recently. I mean, it's not even going to be a memory to some of these young girls, the struggles that many women before them have gone through. We'll pick up that conversation next week. Jack, Nick, as always, it's great to chat with you.
John, my pleasure. Thank you.
And Republic Bank of Chicago, supporting women's business growth together. Let's take a break. News coming up on WGN. We'll do the question of the day and more after that.